This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's leader says that the escalating war against Hamas will be long and difficult. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery tells us more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is opening a new phase of the war, sending forces into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. He also says such activities will increase as Israel prepares for a complete ground invasion. The goal, Netanyahu says, is the destruction of Hamas, but Israel has to consider hostages held by Hamas in its tunneled network. Netanyahu's comments come after an escalation of bombardments, which knocked out communications, creating a near blackout of information in Gaza. Palestinian health officials say more than 350 people died in the latest barrage, bringing the death toll in Gaza to more than 7,700. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And again, cellular and internet service abruptly vanished from most of the Gaza Strip as Israel expanded the ground operations and launched the airstrikes. A rare few Palestinians with international SIM cards or satellite phones took it upon themselves to get the news out. They described scenes of panic and confusion as Palestinians found themselves unable to check in or even their loved ones in the same city. They described outages that exacerbated difficulties for a medical system already on the brink of collapse. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is dropping his bid for the Republican presidential nomination, ending his campaign for the White House after struggling to raise money and gain traction in the polls. He made the announcement in Las Vegas on Saturday at the annual gathering of the Republican Jewish Coalition. He said, "It's become clear to me this is not my time." Pence becomes the first major candidate to leave a race that has